Hallelujah, Yahweh. Godaya, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, we thank you once again, Abba Yahweh, for allowing us another Sabbathone, Abba Yahweh. Oh, precious Abba, bless the word down, Abba Yahweh. As your word say in Psalm 111, hallelujah, I will praise Yahweh with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of Yahweh are great, sought out of all of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his tzedakah endureth forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment, and all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Kodesh and reverence is his name. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Y'all may be seated. Now the deacon come forth to give us the bread of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised, and his mercy endures forever to the house of his elect. Israel, a people he truly loved, will have a standard for them to walk by, his Torah. For it says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto eternal life. But broad is the way that leads unto destruction. And so many seek that way because of the pleasure of this life and the pleasure of this flesh, which is enmity against Abba Yahweh. And as the deacon come forth now, could do some, let us greet him with a hearty hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Yes, Yahweh. Hallelujah! I just want to thank my Abba for another opportunity that I may come into his bayit to, if I can say, absorb his presence. Hallelujah! Just bring in the presence of Abba Yahweh and his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. For this is a joyous time, saints. Here on the Shabbat of Yahweh, we have come together, hallelujah, in one mind, with one purpose, and that is to rest in him. Hallelujah. What a beautiful thing that he gives us a day of rest. Hallelujah. But not only are we resting, hallelujah, but we are also dining, hallelujah, on his word. Hallelujah. And I bless Yahweh for that. Hallelujah. My message today, and I pray it be an inspiration to your heart, saints, it's on transforming. Hallelujah. And we are a people, especially the house of Israel, but not only us here, but in the nations of the world, we are a creature of repetitiveness, if I could say. We're caught up in our own ways. We want to do our own things. Hallelujah. We don't want nobody to stop us. We don't want to change. Hallelujah. But see, when we enter into this life, hallelujah, when the light of Yahweh and Yahshua HaMashiach has shined upon us, there should be a change. Old things should be put away. And we should allow the newness of life in Yahshua HaMashiach to come forth. Why is it are we stuck in the same place where we were when we understood this truth? Why is there not a progression? Hallelujah. There should be. There should not be the same battles, hallelujah, that we have battled when we first believed, saints. Hallelujah. We should have overcome the enemy by now. Hallelujah. But because we're not wanting to change, because we hold on to our old ways, it calls a hindrance. It calls a heeding back from Yahweh. And that's a sad thing, saints. It really is. We should have been transformed by the renewing of the mind by the Ruah of Yahshua HaMashiach. We're no longer our own. Our desires is no more our desires. Our wants should be no more our wants, but only that of Yahweh. We have a perfect example of that, saints, and that is Yahshua. We must measure up to him. If we don't do that, we will not exceed or come to the expectations of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Why is that so hard? Us being changed. When your mind's been renewed. Hallelujah. It's like getting a new piece of equipment. You know, when you get a computer, you have to set it up. When it comes new, there's things that the program's there, but you have to tell that program what to do, what to act upon. You want to files and things like that. You want to set them up in order that the machine may operate to your satisfaction. Don't you know that we are that machine, saints? That Yahweh has made us and created us. And piece by piece, he's making us and molding us to the image of Yahshua HaMashiach. That he may be pleased in us. That we may do what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. But for some reason, we don't want to change. For some reason, we don't want to work the works of Yahshua HaMashiach. Why is that, saints? Why is that something we cling on to? Why we can't let go? Well, the simple answer to that, because you have not truly been transformed. You have not truly been renewed in the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be renewed, saints. Let's put off this old man and the works of this flesh. These attitudes, hallelujah, that is not the attitude of Yahshua HaMashiach. We allow our flesh to bow up. Hallelujah. We let this old man rise instead of letting Yahshua HaMashiach rise within us. See, we feed so much on physical things, saints, that our physical man is stronger than the Ruah, than the spiritual man. And it should be the opposite. Yeah. Hallelujah. The old man, the scriptures say, you crucify that man. You destroy that man. That it not rise up. Hallelujah. And let the fullness of Yahshua, of the Ruah that's in us as the conditions come forth. And that's how it should be, saints. So just keep it in your minds that let's be renewed. Want to be renewed. Let's want to be changed. Let us not want to walk in the same path that we walked in yesterday. Let us not be sitting in the same place that we were sitting 2 or 3 years ago. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's press forward. Hallelujah. Let's become stronger. Hallelujah. So do y'all. We know I haven't been in any kind of military or anything like that, but just from what I hear from brothers and from other men, they go in with a mindset. You know, they may have been a thug, a mama's boy, or something like that. But see, when they get into that boot camp, when that first initial state of training, what do you think that training is for? The training is for to change the mind. It's to change the mindset. Hallelujah. You got men that's going in there not to serve the country, just to get out of trouble. Maybe running from someone. They can't find anything else to do with their lives. So they enter the military. Well, the military changed all that. They said, when you come here, there's laws, there's reinforcements that you have to do, that you have to obey, that you can be the best in this military. Where you coming into? We're not going to accept you any kind of way, but you must come to our expectations and to our standards. Don't you know that's the same way this walk is, saints? The same way. Yahweh reproves us, rebukes us, chastises us. Hallelujah. Why? That we may become stronger. Hallelujah. And that's what it's for, saints. Hallelujah. I want to begin in Yasher, chapter 23. Verse 25. I know many of you say aren't going to have this, but It's talk about Abraham's, how Yah command him to offer up Isaac, Yeshak. See, and in this, I don't want to say story, but in this incident, in the scriptures, we understand that there was hindrance that came that tried to circumvent Abraham for obeying the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. And Yeshua brings this in a different light, if I must say, or a deeper understanding. I'm going to read a little prelude before I begin in chapter 23, verse 25. It says, Abraham, he said, commanded to offer up Isaac, in the land of Moriah. Abraham's obedience, Sarah's affliction. What happened on the way? Satan attempts to hinder them. Hallelujah. Isaac, an acceptable offering, father and son alone, the willingness of Isaac, he said, and assisted his father in building the altar while they both weep bitterly, it says. This yet rejoicing to be counted worthy, hallelujah, before Yahweh. Do we count ourselves worthy, saints, what Yahweh has called us to do and his commandments as we walk these commandments? Do we account ourselves worthy? Or is it a burden to us? Hallelujah. No matter what pains and what hindrances may come our way, yet we may mourn and cry, but it should be a joyfulness that Yahweh has accounted us worthy to endure such things, saints. See, but we find ourselves fighting a lot, resisting. Hallelujah. We find ourselves acting in the old man. Hallelujah. Not being changed. Let me read on. And it says that the messengers from the Shemayim of Yahweh interceded for Isaac, for Yahshua, who was released by the commandment of Yah. And there was a ram that was offered in his place. And it says, Satan, by his deception and evilness, causes the death of Sarah. So I'm going to begin in chapter 23, verse 25. Hallelujah. We understand what took place, okay? It says, and while Abram was proceeding with his son, Yitzhak, along the road, it says that Satan came to Abraham in the figure of an aged man. See, the powers that be, saints, they have this ability to transform. Satan has the ability to transform. Scripture says that he can even transform himself to be or to look as though he's an angel or a melechim of light, of understanding. See, he has this ability to change. See, we look at a lot of things, saints, not in the ruah. Hallelujah. We should be in the spiritual realm, saints, that we can see the enemy no matter what form that he comes in. And he comes in many forms to try you. Hallelujah. Scripture says that beware, you know, that you may be entertaining a melechim unaware. Well, that is true. But see, it also is true in Satan's kingdom or his army. You have to beware, because you may be entertaining a messenger of Satan. Hallelujah. As well as a messenger that may be sent from Yahweh. Don't you know that Satan, he mimics Yah? He tries to be like Yahweh. Hallelujah. But even he said he would exalt his throne above the Abbas. So he mimics. He copies. Why did he do that? Well, to deter you from the commandments of Yah. And you're going to see as I read. And he comes in many different forms to try to steer you off this straight and narrow path that we should be on, saints. Hallelujah. And it says here that Satan came and appeared to Abram in the figure of a very aged man, humble and contrite of ruah. Wasn't he trying to be sneaky and tricky? Just as he did, as he was the serpent. Hallelujah, to Eve. You see how he was transformed? See, we look at, as we read scripture, we think, you know, because of fables and things that we have heard growing up, that how can this be? Did that really happen? Could that have really happened? Yes. It happened, saints. It really happened. Without a doubt. Hallelujah. He said, with a contrite ruah. And he approached Abram and said unto him, he said, you are silly, you're foolish, or brutish, that you will go and do this thing this day to your only son. Now, my mind thinks, now how did this aged man know what Yahweh had commanded to Abram to do? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? You don't think that Satan knows the scripture or the Torah? You don't think he understands? Don't you know he was an archangel, a Melechim that was in the Shemaiah? Don't you know that? So he is quick to these sorts of things. He knows that the path you should walk on, but his duty or what he has been charged to do, he tries to do is detour you from that, saints. Let's go to verse 26. He said, "For Yahweh had gave you a son in your latter days." And this is the old man he was transforming to speaking. "In your old age. And will you go and slaughter him this day? Because he commanded no violence. And will you cause the soul of your only son to perish from the old limb?" Verse 27. He said, "Did you not know and understand that this thing could not be from Yahweh?" Now look at what he's saying. He said, this cannot be the will of Yah. Because he would not tell you to go out and murder or kill your son. Hallelujah. He said, "For Yahweh cannot do to man such evil upon the earth to say to him, go and slaughter your child." And this is Satan speaking. See, Satan is subtle. He is very sneaky in his approach, saints. We should not fall to these fiery darts and these tricks of the enemy. We should be wise to them, saints. And when you are transformed, when you are renewed by the mind of Yahweh, by his Ruah, dwelling in your being, you will do as Abraham. He was able to discern. He knew the will of Yah. He knew what was commanded of him to do, saints. Hallelujah. And he understood that this person that was in front of him had to be Satan, or one said him Satan, because what he's trying to do is detour him from the commandments of Yah. Don't you know that's what Satan is doing, saints? You know the commandments of Yah. You understand the Torah. You should. It's being preached to us. Hallelujah. It's being made manifest to us, saints. Hallelujah. So we should not allow the deceitfulness of the enemy to come in and detour us, saints. So be renewed. Hallelujah. Step out of that old man and come into the newness of life in Yahshua HaMashiach. Verse 28, and Abram heard this, and look at this. It says, and he knew. Not that he was guessing or pondering. It said that he knew that it was the word of Satan who endeavored to draw him aside from the way of Yahweh. Hallelujah. He was quick. He was quick to understand that this man in front of him is trying to detour him from what Yahweh has commanded. But Abram would not hearken. He will not listen, hallelujah, to the voice of Satan. And Abraham rebuked him so that he went away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should walk in the same steps. We should do what Abraham do when the enemy comes. We should be able to look and see the enemy coming, or be aware of his sly words. Then after that, rebuke him that he may flee. Don't you know you rebuke Satan, hallelujah, that he will flee from you? Only but for a season, though. He's going to come back and try you. Hallelujah. But you have the power to rebuke him in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach by the authority of Almighty Yahweh, and he will flee, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 29. Hallelujah. And it says, and Satan returned. It came to Isaac, Yitzchak, and he appeared to Yitzchak in the figure of a young man, comely and well-favored. Isn't that something? See, Satan's not going to appear to you in a strange fashion, if I may say, in a curious way. He's going to be appealing to you. He want to come to draw you, to trick you. Hallelujah. He's going to come. He's going to use what you love best, what you think highly of. Hallelujah. What you put before Almighty Yahweh. That's what he's going to use against you, saints. Hallelujah. See, here he is. He's turned himself into a young man, pleasant. He must have a meek countenance. It'd be someone you wouldn't think that would cause you any harm. He said, and he was well favored. And he said, and he approached Isaac, and said to him, "Did you know and understand that your old silly father brings you to slaughter this day for naught. So don't you understand what's going on? That your avat is going to kill you. He's going to slaughter you. Verse 21. It says, now therefore, my son, do not listen or attend to him, for he is a silly old man. And let not your precious and beautiful figure be lost from the earth. He says, your youth. He says, look at you, your countenance. You're attractive young man. Hallelujah. He said, don't let your father follow up with this thing. You have a life to live. Isn't that what Satan is trying to offer to this young generation? Hallelujah. I'm speaking to the young generation, but also the older, you older ones. He tried to offer you a life. Hallelujah. And your youth and your vigorous. We see the prosperity of the wicked and allow our minds to be drawn to that. Let you know that's a trick of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because all those things he can offer, cars, homes, money, what have you, all those things are going to pass away, saints, you use. Those things are temporal. See, and those are the kind of things that Satan would try to use to draw you away from Yahweh. He tried to use your youth and your youthfulness, your lust, your desires. That's what he uses as a trap, saints. Hallelujah. But not only your older ones, your young ones, but you old ones as well. Because, you know, you find in older people that they're set in their ways. They don't want to change. Hallelujah. Well, I've been doing this since I was a little girl. I'm 60, 70 years old now. But Yahweh calls you today to change. Hallelujah. To be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. We shouldn't walk in those old ways. Hallelujah. We shouldn't walk in those old covenants, those things that we set higher than the standards of Yahweh. Let me move on. Hallelujah. It says in verse 32, it says, Yahweh heard this and said to Abram, he said, have you heard, my father, that which this man has spoken, even thus he has said? And it says, and Abram answered to his son, Yahweh, and said to him, take heed of him and do not listen to his words, nor attend to him. Don't pay him any mind. Don't listen to what he says. He says, for he is Satan. Isn't that something? For he is Satan. This young man with the countenance and Pharaoh, he was Satan. He says, endeavoring, he's trying, he's pulling everything out of the book to draw you aside this day from the commandments of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And Satan has that ability. Hallelujah. See, and Yahweh has given us this power through Yahshua HaMashiach, the shed blood. Hallelujah. That we can be transformed from these mortal bodies, from walking in this fleshly realm, and to walking in the realm of the Ruach saints. See, Satan can change himself. He can transform. But what about us? What do we do? Do we continue to walk in the flesh? Do we continue to do the lust of the flesh? Drinking, partying, doing these things that are not pleasing to Yah? Should we continue those ways or should we be transformed by the hearing of the word of Yah? Hallelujah. We can, saints. We don't have to continue to walk in this flesh mindset, but we can also be transformed. Hallelujah. Let me read on. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 34, it says, Abram still rebuked Satan. Hallelujah. There's not that much rebuking of Satan, saints. We should rebuke Satan. We should abhor or hate the evilness. Hallelujah. What evenness, Deacon Horn? Well, it's that evenness, that thing that is not of y'all that rise up from your own left. We should hate those deeds and those kind of things, saints. It says, and Abram still rebuked Satan, and Satan went forth from them. Now we see this is the second time that he has come. See, he rebuked them, but yet Satan come back again. And he went and passed before them in the road. And it says this, and he transformed himself to a large brook of water in the road. It says, and Abram and Isaac, Yahshua, and his two young men reached the place, and they saw the brook large and powerful and as the mighty waters. Don't Satan come in that form also to us saints in our trials? We say it seems that like that thing is so hard to overcome. It's like it's just so wild we can't get over it. The waters are deep. We can't cross from it. We can't cross through it. Hallelujah. We read on. It says, and they entered the brook to pass through it. And it says, and the waters reached their legs. And they went deeper into the brook. And it says, and it reached up to their necks. And it says, and they were all terrified on account of the water. Hallelujah. They found out that the farther they went out into this, the deeper the water became. And it says, hallelujah, they were terrified of court on account of the water. And while they were going over the brook, Abraham recognized the place. And he knew that there was no water here before. He said, something's different. He said, through the Ruah, because I've been transformed, I'm able to see that this brook was not here before. Hallelujah, that this hurdle was not here before. And he knew that there was no water here. And Abram said to his son, he said, I know this place where which there was no brook, no water. Now, therefore, he said, this is Satan. Again, Satan has tried him. Who does all these things that Zeus does? And to draw us away from the commandment of Yahweh. It seems like he's trying mighty hard to draw Abram and his son from the commandments of Yahweh. See, Abram was set forth to do what Yahweh had called him to do. Hallelujah. He thought about the circumstances. Now, don't you know that that going through his mind, him offering up his only son? Don't you think his leg was moved to that he would have to do this? But yet, there was a resolve to obey Yahweh. Hallelujah. And that's when you find your worst battles. When they're kind of intense. When there's a resolve, saying there should be a resolve. There should be nothing that separates us from the Ahava of Yahweh. Not anything. No matter what comes our way. Not mockings, not beatings or scourgings, anything like that. It shouldn't turn us. But we should have a pressing, just like Abram had, to do the commandments, to obey what Yahweh has commanded us to do. And even though the enemy has come to him three times, he was able to discern that this was Satan and was able to rebuke him that he may flee. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was not walking in the flesh. Hallelujah. The cares of this thing of the life was not choking the life of Yahweh or the word of Yah in him. That he would not do the commandments. Hallelujah. But he was resolved, saints. Hallelujah. It says in verse 38, and Abram rebuked him and said to him, Yahweh rebuke you, O Satan. Be gone from us. For we go by the commandments of Yahweh. And that's how we should press every day, saints. We should go by the commandments of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And only by the commandments of Yahweh. Not by the commandments of the flesh. Not by Satan coming and telling us what he thinks we should do. Or there's a better way than this. But we should go forth to do the commandments of Yahweh. Verse 40. And Abram went with Isaac, Yahshua, towards the place that Yahweh had told him. See, he didn't allow Satan to hinder him. Hallelujah. Satan come in many forms, saints, to try us. Hallelujah. But there's one form that he can't mimic. And that is the form of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. He cannot transform himself into that form. Hallelujah. But Yahweh, through the word, through the Ruah, we can be able to be transformed. Hallelujah. Into the image of Yahshua HaMashiach, that we may be pleasing vessels to Yahweh, that we may do the works of Yahweh, his commandments. Isn't that what Yahshua HaMashiach did? Yeah. He done the commandments of Yah. Yeah. Despite what came his way, despite the tricks of the enemy. You know, Satan tried him also. True. Hallelujah. But yet he overcome. Hallelujah. 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 And I thank Yahweh for that, because Yahshua is our example, saints. It was his precious blood that was shed that we may have redemption, that we may be saved, saints. Hallelujah. So be transformed. Be renewed. Hallelujah. By this mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. But let's not keep walking after the flesh, saints. Hallelujah.
Totally Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn me to Romans. Romia, chapter 12, I'm going to begin at verse 1. Hallelujah. You know, if you really set your mind, your desire to please Yahweh, there is nothing that He would withhold from you. Whether it is more faith, more perseverance, more strength, hallelujah, to carry out what He wants us to do. He will not hold those things from you, saints, if you desire those things. Hallelujah. That you may be stronger. That you will walk in His ways and all His commandments. Hallelujah. For we should want to be transformed into the image of His Son. Hallelujah. Didn't it say in the scriptures that Yahweh made man after His own image? Hallelujah. We should desire to be walking in the image of Yahshua, to be like Yahshua, that we may please the Abba. Hallelujah. It says here in verse 1, in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies as a living offering, Kodesh, acceptable to Yahweh. See, first of all, see, this offering should be a living offering. It should be a willing offering unto the Abba. See, he's not going to receive any dead offerings. Hallelujah. He's not going to receive this lethargicness and this dead ru'ah that we find ourselves sometimes operating in, saints. He only wants a living offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't want us walking after the flesh. Hallelujah. Or in the works of the flesh. But walking in the ru'ah, that we may be a living offering before Him. Hallelujah. To be a living offering, Kodesh, set apart, hallelujah, and what else? Acceptable to Yahweh, which is our reasonable service. Verse 2, and it says, and be not conformed to this word, this world. We shouldn't be after the likeness of this world. We should not allow the things of this world to attract us or detour us. He said, be not conformed to this world. But it says what? Be you transformed. Hallelujah. Be you changed. Hallelujah. It says by the renewing of your mind. And how are these minds being renewed? It's being renewed by the hearing of the word. Hallelujah. By us obeying the commandments of Yahweh. That is how we are being transformed, saints. Hallelujah. So not only, as we have read before, that Satan has the ability to transform, but here it is saying for us, it says, but be you transform by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is tough and acceptable, and what else? Perfect, the perfect will of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And what is that perfect will, saints? It is as Yahshua was a living offering before Yahweh, without spot, without blemish or any such thing, so must we be also. Hallelujah. So be transformed, saints. Let us put off this old man. Hallelujah. And be renewed in the mind of Yahweh. Let us not walk the way we walked last week. Hallelujah. We shouldn't allow the things when we were in our sins and our wickedness. None of those things should be prevailing now, saints. We should be transformed. A new and living creatures, or creations, if I may say. Hallelujah. Why is there still battles of the things that we, of the problems that we had when we were in the world or separated from Almighty Yah, when we had no knowledge of Him? Why is there still yet battles? Hallelujah. Don't you know the scripture says that if we're scourged or beaten, hallelujah, that we should submit to that we shouldn't fight? Or in other words, if someone in the world is cursing you, That Yahweh, He even changed the cursings of the wicked into blessings. Don't you know He turns that? And I will read that earlier as I go on. That He would turn that or transform that into a blessing, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Totally, I bless you, Abba Yahweh. For all things, for your word, Yahweh. Hallelujah. I pray it be a strength and an inspiration to the saints for us to press on. Hallelujah. No matter what comes our way. That we walk in the light of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we must be renewed of the mind in verse 2, as we have read, that we may prove that which is tough, that which is acceptable and perfect, will of Yahweh. Go with me to Romans. I want to begin reading. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that Yahweh is the same. Hallelujah. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. There's no shadow of turning in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will not change. He will not change his word. Hallelujah. He will not change it for us or when we're battling through something. Hallelujah. He's not going to change his word. Hallelujah. Not any. There's no shadow of turning within him. Hallelujah. But yet, he Yahweh turns things. He changes things. He transforms things. I mean, look at the weather. We look at the seasons. Hallelujah. And the times. How we go from spring to summer. Summer to fall. Then we go into the winter months. And we see even as the trees, well, we have, you know, quite a bad drought this year. But we even see how the trees change. That the leaves were green at one time. And then now that the color's changing, they're becoming brown, red, oranges, you look at some trees. And then once they go through that state, then the leaves fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things that go through changes and things of that nature, saints. Hallelujah. It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 4, he says, "For as we have many members in one body," which that is true, saints. We have our fingers, there's hands, feet, eyes, many parts, but all one body. And this is a beautiful thing as I go on, because even though we're individual, saints, see, Yahweh has made us all one. Hallelujah. He has transformed all these physical individuals into one body. Isn't that an amazing thing, saints? That we are all one body. Hallelujah. That we should all be of one mind. Hallelujah. "For as we have many members in one body," it says, "and all members have not the same office." It says, "so we, being many, are one body in Yahshua HaMashiach." And it says, "and every one members one another." It says, "having then gifts differing according to the free unmerited pardon that is given to us," hallelujah, "whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our Ruach." And what this is saying, and what I'm getting into, saints, though we are individuals, we have gifts, some may be stronger than others, some may do or have other responsibilities than others, but yet we are all one body. Yahweh has transformed us all into one body. And it says in verse 7, our ministry. It says, "let us wait on our ministry, for he that teaches, or he that teaches on teaching." Verse 8. It says, "for he that exalts on exhortation, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness." Verse 9. He said, "let love be without dissimulation. Let there not be a dividing in the house of Yahweh's saints." It says, "to abhor or hate that which is evil and cling to that which is tough." He said, "be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." Hallelujah. And that is an important thing in this body, saints, that we do this, that we love one another, that we honor and prefer one another. Hallelujah. I find this in the house of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And also in the world, because people don't want to change. That's all what it boils down to. They're stuck in their ways. Hallelujah. You got those that are selfish, that don't want to give. You got those that have a knowledge of certain things, but don't want to share that knowledge. Hallelujah. It should not be in the house of Yahweh's saints. Hallelujah. We're here to strengthen one another as a body. Hallelujah. Just as the fingers are part of the hand. You have the palm, the thumb, and you got the fingers, but they all work together. That this part of the hand may be strong, that it can work to its fullness. That is our responsibility, says saints. Not to be a hindrance one to another. Hallelujah. But to strengthen one another. Hallelujah. If you find yourself walking in a mindset where you can't do that, hallelujah, then you have not been transformed. You're not walking in the light of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. We're all one body, members in particular. Hallelujah. Verse 9, again, let us love, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is tough. It says, be kindly affectionate. Hallelujah. Don't we find that lacking in ourselves, saying, just look at yourself, not at your neighbor. Hallelujah. But at yourself. You find yourself sometimes not wanting to be affectionate or kind. You're getting mood swings. You're ready to fight. You're ready to just, anything that comes to your mind, like they say, I'm going to give someone a piece of my mind. Well, the only peace given of the mind that should be given around here is the mind of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Not your own mind. Well, I'm going to say what I think. Well, I think this, blah, blah, blah. Well, that shouldn't be if you're transformed. Hallelujah. See, when you're transformed by the renewing of the Ruach, you will not let those things rise up in you. Hallelujah. You will not be selfish or greedy. Hallelujah. You there'll not be wars and fightings amongst ourselves, amongst the authority, those that have been placed over us, saints. Hallelujah. See, what that shows is that we're just not in the place where Yah wants us to be. We just not have been transformed. Hallelujah. And there should be a transformation. We should not walk in this body the same way we walked 2 or 3 years ago, saints. It shouldn't be. These things should not be found in the house of Israel. Hallelujah.
But they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what you should do, you should ask Yah, hallelujah, to transform me. Change me, Yahweh. I don't want to be the same person that I was.
Hallelujah. It takes you getting on your knees. Hallelujah. And fervently seeking Yah to the point where there are tears of repentance and true repentance. Hallelujah. That you're not falling to that same trap again. Hallelujah. We should not be facing these things, these flaws, repeatedly, allowing the enemy to have course in our lives, saints. Hallelujah. Just as he transformed, as I read before, he transformed before you in the same way, in the same fashion. Hallelujah. What do we find most of the time? Hallelujah. That we fall, that we succumb to his tricks and his devices. Hallelujah. Well, all you have to do is rebuke him. Satan, I see you in the midst. I understand what is taking place. Something is about to get started. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And what will happen? Well, he will flee from you. Hallelujah. That's what we should do, saints. We find ourselves, no, I'm going to take this myself. I'm going to take this on myself. I'm going to tell you what I think. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. See, that's the wrong attitude. You have not been renewed or transformed. Hallelujah. In the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. It says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor. It says, preferring one another. Verse 11. He said, not slothful in business, not in your activities, not in your responsibilities, not being slothful, but it says, being fervent. Where's the ferventness? Being fervent in Ruach, serving who? Yahweh. Hallelujah. Just think about this, saints. Is this how we serve our Abba? Are these the kind of offerings we bring before him? Don't you know, the way you live your life, because you are a living offering unto him, aren't we not? Aren't we not?
Yeah.
Don't you know that the way that you live your life is how you present yourself before the Abba? Don't you know that? I mean, a lot of times we forget. Hallelujah. But the way you live your life, don't you know, Yahshua HaMashiach, he was a living offering. Was he not? Pure. Hallelujah. No spot or blemish. Hallelujah. And see what happened? He was able to complete the commandments of what Yahweh has charged him to do. Hallelujah. So we should do that same thing, saying we're without excuse. We really are. We allow ourselves to fall into this flesh. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, saints, the problem is not See, we want to blame it on Satan, on the devil a lot of times. But see, a lot of times it's ourselves. See, yourself is really your worst enemy. Hallelujah. Because when you let your guard down, you allow Satan to come in. Hallelujah. Everybody didn't allow Satan to come in. He didn't leave an opening that enemy could come in and confuse them or detour them off the path of Yah. Hallelujah. See, really, you yourself is your own enemy. You're fighting yourself. That's what you're doing. So be transformed. Well, how, Dick Horn? Well, I've told you. By the renewing of your mind, by the hearing of the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Allowing the Ruach of Yah to empower you. Hallelujah. Verse 12. He says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. It says, continuing instant in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's one thing that we have not been continued, saints, is in prayer. And I'm judging myself. This word comes to me first also. I must live by this. Hallelujah. This judges me also in my life. Hallelujah. But we need to pray, saints. Hallelujah. We need to draw ourselves closer to the Abba. Hallelujah. We find ourselves doing the opposite. He said to turn. He said, just turn. Be transformed, in other words, at my reproof. You don't walk away. You walk towards me. Hallelujah. When I reprove and rebuke you, all I'm doing is showing my Ahava. Hallelujah. You being my son, I'm showing you the path that you should walk and we should turn. It should be a transformation. Hallelujah. That we desire to do the will of our Abba. Verse 13. Hallelujah. He said, distributing or dividing and putting it out evenly, distributing to the necessity of the condition, given to hospitality. There should be an overwhelming power of hospitality in the house of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we prefer one another. Hallelujah. That we provide the things that are necessary concerning the conditions. Verse 14. He said, to bless them which persecute you. Hallelujah. And it says, bless and curse not. Don't we find ourselves cursing sometimes? Hallelujah. Well, what is cursing? Well, see, we boil cursing down to just mere words. But see, cursing is more than just the words that come off you out of your mouth. It is the ru'ah, or the way that you say them, or the ru'ah that you move in. That's cursing. I mean, damn is not a curse. They want to call it a curse word, but it's not so. I mean, Bush shiesting, hallelujah. That's just the proper term for it. It's not cursing, but it's how you your ruah displays words or actions. That is cursing. It said, bless them that persecute you. It says, bless and curse not. So we have a problem with that. We want to curse and say something back. See, that just showed that we have gal saints. Hallelujah. Did Yahshua HaMashiach open his mouth? Hallelujah. Did he curse them that was beating him, that was spitting on him, that was mocking him? He held his ruah. He held his shalom and didn't say a mumbling word. Well, we should do the same, saints. Hallelujah. Because what would happen? Yahweh would turn those curses. It would transform those curses into blessings. And I will get into that scripture as I go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be transformed, saints. Let's not walk in the same mind. Hallelujah. It says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that do weep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's telling us what to do. Hallelujah. If we walk in this renewness of this mind, if we transform, these things wouldn't be hard. It would be easy. Yah's yoke is not a burdensome yoke. And he don't put a heavy weight upon us. Hallelujah. But it's light. These are things that should be done that I'm reading. These are things that should be found in the house of Yah. Hallelujah. If we deem ourselves to be the Kedushim, if we have been transformed, changed, hallelujah, wouldn't it be a beautiful thing when we be changed? When we transform from these bodies of flesh, hallelujah, that we be no more mortal beings but immortal. Hallelujah. When we put off the flesh, hallelujah. Yeah. Don't you know you can put off the deeds and the workings and the evenness of the flesh now, saints? Yeah. You have the power to do that. Yeah. Hallelujah. I bless Yahweh. for all things, Yah. Hallelujah. I will take heed to your word, Abba. Hallelujah. And I will obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in verse 16, it says, be of the same mind one toward another. It says, mind not high things. It says, but be condescend to men of low estate. It said, be not wise in your own conceit. Verse 17. He says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Hallelujah. It said, provide things honest in the sight of all men. Verse 18. He said, if it be possible, as much that lies within you. Hallelujah. Live in shalom with all men. Hallelujah. With all men. But especially those in the household of faith, saints. Hallelujah. We should live peaceably one with another. Hallelujah. Isn't that what it says? It says live peaceably. It says with all that is that lies within you. See, we miss out on that, saints, because there's not much in us. We lack so much, saints. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have not been transformed by the renewing of Yah, by the word that's being preached. Is it just going in one ear and coming out the other, saints? Hallelujah. Are we not taking heed to ourselves? Hallelujah. I'll read that again. If it be possible, Romans, verse 12, 18. It says, as much as lies within you, live in shalom with all men. Verse 19. And it says, dearly beloved, hallelujah. Those of you that have been called, dearly beloved, those that are close, hallelujah. It says, avenge not yourself. Don't take things into your own hands. But it says, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith Yahweh. Hallelujah. Verse 20. He said, if any of your enemies hunger, it says, feed them. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire upon his head. Hallelujah. So let's do that, saints. Instead of getting out of the ruah into this fleshly realm. Hallelujah. Let's do that, saints. Simple instructions. If you just do them. Hallelujah. And we be not just hearers of the word, saints, but doers also. Hallelujah. Verse 21. And it says, be not overcome of evil. See, now that's where we open ourselves up right there. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with tough. Hallelujah. Todiah. Turn me to Corinthians. Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 13, as I continue, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be transformed, saints. Hallelujah. Let's take heed to the things that are being preached, that are being proclaimed to us, Yah, saints, by those that are led of Yah, as able to present to the word of Yah unto us that we may understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is dealing again with transform. Hallelujah. Or turning. Hallelujah. It says here in Corinthians 2, 2 Corinthians 11, 13. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers. And it says what? Transforming themselves to the apostles of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Are there those that have that ability? That can actually transform or appear to walk in the light of Yah? Hallelujah. Isn't that what Satan did? Hallelujah. Didn't it say that he turned himself into a young man that was comely? Hallelujah. That one that was upset with his countenance, his manner. Hallelujah. He wasn't rude. And it says this in verse 14. He says, and no marvel. I mean, don't find an amazing thing. It says, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's presented as an angel. What is light? Well, light is understanding. See, he presents himself that way, saints. Verse 15. He said, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministry also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. He says, whose end shall be according to their works. See, we should be sharp saints and be watchful of that. That we not be overtaken by the ways, the tricks, the wiles of the enemy as he transforms himself. We've been renewed, having the Ruach of Yah, we'll be able to see the enemy as he comes. As he speaks, we'll be able to know that the words that he speaks aren't the words of Yah. Why? Because if we know the commandments, hallelujah, we'll be able to see that he is trying to detour us. Hallelujah. Todiyah. I got a few more verses, saints, as I come bring this message into a close. And I pray that we take heed, saints. Hallelujah. Tehillim, Psalms. Hallelujah. Chapter 30, verse 10. It says in verse 10, he says, hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy upon me. Yahweh, be you my helper. Verse 11. He said, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. Hallelujah. You have transformed that, Yahweh. Hallelujah. My mourning, my travail, the pains that I'm enduring, Yah, in my affliction. He said, you have transformed. You have turned, hallelujah, those things into dancing. And he said, that you have put off my sackcloth, hallelujah, and girdle, you have wrapped me with gladness, hallelujah. And we should have the gladness of Yah, saints, hallelujah. And I'm speaking to us here and those that may be listening, hallelujah. Don't let your trials and what you go through, hallelujah, hinder you from obeying the commandments of Yah, because Yah will turn those circumstances and those trials into a blessing, saints. That it may be something that strengthens you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Todiyah. Verse 12. And he says, to the end that my splendor, my singing praises to you, that it not be silent, and not be silent, O Yahweh, my Abba. He said, that I would give thanks to you forever. Hallelujah. Todiyah. Got four more verses, saints. If you would turn to Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 3. Hallelujah, we'll begin. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all will turn things around, saints, for us. Hallelujah. If we just do his commandments, which you heard me read, if we don't render evil for evil, we don't do those things, that it be a shalom amongst us, saints, as we have been renewed in the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 3, as I bring this to a close. It says, and a Moabite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. Even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of Yahweh forever. Hallelujah. Let's not walk in the acts of the Moabite saints. Hallelujah. Or in their ways. Not being courteous. Hallelujah. Not being mindful. Hallelujah. It says, because they met not with bread and with water when you came forth out of Egypt. And because they hired against you Balaam. Hallelujah. And we know what Balaam did. The son of Beor, of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse you. See, that's what they had hired Balaam for. But it says this in verse 5. It said, nevertheless, Yahweh your Abba, hallelujah, would not hearken to Balaam or to the prayers of Balaam. And it says, Yahweh your Abba has what? Turned the curses, hallelujah, into a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? It says, because Yahweh your Abba has a hava. He has loved you. Hallelujah. He loves us, saints. Hallelujah. He loves us. If I could say he dearly ahavas us. Hallelujah. Or he wouldn't have gone through so much, saints, with Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So by us obeying the commandments, that which I have read, hallelujah, and doing that, we heap coals upon the enemy, upon their heads, hallelujah. And those that curse you, hallelujah, because we are the creatures of Yah, the scripture says Yahweh will turn curses into blessings. Hallelujah. Why? Because he has a harvest of us. Hallelujah. He loves us saints. Hallelujah. And this is my last verse. And it says, you should not seek their shalom. Hallelujah. Nor their prosperities all your days forever. Why? Because Yahweh will provide for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh will give that which is essential, which is needed. We don't depend on the world. Hallelujah. We don't depend on those that are not a household of faith, saints. Hallelujah. But we depend on one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So be a blessing to a condition today. Hallelujah. Let's live with shalom, peaceable, with all of the household of Yah. Hallelujah. Yahweh Baraki, saints. Hallelujah. Todi Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Todi Yah. Bless our Yahweh for that word that the deacon brought forth. That let us be transformed. That we be true of what the word say, a Kadosh nation. I set up on a hill and can't be hid. I set apart people from this wicked and perverted generation. But let us be the true Kadoshims of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy.
Yes.
And he truly loves his Kadoshim, his elect, his remnant. And he do have a remnant, my brothers and my sisters, that is going to be saved. Because they're going to stand the test of time. Because we know that we had an example. And just as he went through the test, we're going to make it too. In the presence. Once again, I thank the deacon and Bishop Elder for the chastisement of his truth. He said, who chastised, they'll steal his sons and his daughter. Y'all don't have this, but I want to read this in wisdom. But the soul of the Tzaddikah are in the hand of Yahweh, and no torment shall touch them. In the sight of the unwise, they seem to die. And their departure is taken for misery. And after their going from us to be utter destruction, but they are in Shalom. For they be punished in the sight of men, yet is their hope full of immortality. And having been a little chastised, they shall be greatly rewarded. For Yahweh proved them and found them worthy for himself. As gold in the furnace, have he tried them and received them as a burnt offering. And in the time of their visitation, they shall shine, roar to and fro like sparks among the stubble. They shall judge the nation and have dominion over the people. And Yahweh shall reign them forever. They that put their trust in him shall understand the truth, such as be faithful in love, shall abide with him. For free are merited pardon, love and mercy is to his saints. He watches and cares for his elect. But the wicked shall be punished according to their own imagination, who disregard the righteous man and rebel against Yahweh. For whoso despises wisdom, the nurture of instruction, he is miserable, and their hope is vain. Their labors are unfruitful. Their works are useless and unprofitable. Their wives are foolish and their children are evil. Their offspring are cursed. Wherefore blessed is the barren that is undefiled, who has not entered into a sinful union. She shall have fruit in Yahweh and visitation of souls. Let us stand to our feet, saint. Yahweh, Yahweh, once again, we thank you for that word of truth that came from the deacon and the elder today, showing us our shortcomings, Abba Yahweh. We repent this day, Abba Yahweh, that you cleanse us from all the things that we've did or said that wasn't according to your mighty will, Abba Yahweh. For we need your help, Abba Yahweh. For we want to be saved, Abba Yahweh. Oh, I pray that those that were listening on the live stream today, Abba Yahweh, that the word was a blessing to their life, knowing that we have to walk true with you, Abba Yahweh. For you know all things and you see all things, Abba Yahweh. There's nothing that we can hide from you, Abba Yahweh. But all we can say is we repent this day, Abba Yahweh, with a true and sincere love, Abba Yahweh, that you draw us back unto you, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen our conditions everywhere, Abba Yahweh. All the battles that they got to go through, Abba Yahweh. Take them through them, Abba Yahweh. Trusting in your truth, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen our sister in Virginia, sister Renee, Abba Yahweh. Knowing all powers in your mighty hands, Abba Yahweh. Oh, Abba Yahweh, lifting up a standard unto you, Abba Yahweh. Resisting the woes and the wiles that Satan tried to bring against him. To turn him away from your Torah, Abba Yahweh. Give him the victory, Abba Yahweh. Let him call on you, Abba Yahweh. As the deacon told us this day, that resist the devil, he will flee. But only for a season, Abba Yahweh. But as that season come again, let us speak the word of truth again, Abba Yahweh. All that we keep trusting in your word, Abba Yahweh. For you know, Abba Yahweh, you said in your word that you will never leave us or forsake us. You never seed your seed out baking bread, Abba Yahweh. Oh, cover us, Abba Yahweh, in your precious blood, Abba Yahweh. Oh, we standing on that today of the testimony, Abba Yahweh, of your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh, you said precious is the sight of your conditions, Abba Yahweh, when we leave this perverted place, Abba Yahweh. For we know as your son did, the grave will be opened up, Abba Yahweh, and we will rise to see you once again. And your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray, with all the saints saying, hallelujah.